always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian. You're tuned in to Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. Today, we're getting it in with DJ T-Walk, and we're going to talk on the topic of the day, stay strong. Lil Prophet right here. I am. You can be what God has called you to be. Stay strong, y'all. Yeah.
I am. Everything that you said I would be. I'm everything, you know it.
I am. Woke up this morning feeling fine. New day, new state of mind. Yesterday's gone, today's a new day to grind. Perspective got bigger. Took the negatives and made a whole nother picture. Feeling like new money, but money is not the issue. Procrastination's a piece of the mess around and kill you. Dreams looking at you, but you ain't looking familiar. Haters talking that talk when you're winning, they don't feel you. Life goes on, eyes focus on, I buy, no worries at all. Ain't hurting, not for nada. Righteous vision got me living like a king proper. Fist full of dreams got me feeling like Dr. MLK, JR. Life was like a horror movie, but we made it out that scene. So fresh, so clean. So be that one in a million, live with purpose, stay winning, dominion gone.
One in a million. One in a million.
Be the change that you need to see. Originality rare in the land of wannabes. Must I appease to be something I'm not? Never being counterfeited is something that you should not treasure. Price tag, that's never upon my soul. Mama said be careful, this cold world's out of control. Oh Lord, what they want me to do? In the mirror I see me, homie, and not you. Fist to the sky, eyes to the sun. Dreams are not a sprint, baby, it's a marathon. And I'm running, yeah, 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 I'm running. See them ghosts and them dreams, yeah, yeah. We gunning, it only takes one brave soul for change. Got courage today, they say it's strange. Forget them doubters and them naysayers. Run it back on these boys, yell sayers.
One in a million. One in a million.
Move it out now.
Mission is back with her brand new EP, The Quad Drop.
Now available for free download as well as donation
at therealmission.bandcamp.com.
All tracks produced by Eshaun Bombay.
Also connect with her on Twitter at The Real Mission.
I wanna be better today than a day ago. The price that you pay for me is so unrepayable. I give you all I got.
The Quad Drop, now available at therealmission.bandcamp.com. Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to
yachtoftheking.com
and advertise today.
Double sixes. Can't hit me now.
Let's see. Oops. Snake eyes. I get to go backwards. Hitting you.
Hey, you can't go backwards and backgammon.
Sure you can. It's in the rules. If a player rolls snake
Let
eyes.
Let me see. You wrote that in there.
So it's still in the rule book.
Rules. They provide standards for people to live by.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I roll a 4, I get to knock your pieces on the floor.
There are standards God wrote for us in the Bible.
Oh, yeah? And if I roll a 5, I get to kick you in the foot.
Ow! Okay, I get to hit you on the head.
Wait.
What?
You didn't roll the dice yet.
Oh, yeah. 9!
Ow!
As we walk away from God's standards and create our own rules, we create confusion.
Ow! Ooh. Ow! 7!
Ow! If things aren't working out for you in your life, give the Bible a chance.
Let's play something less violent.
Hockey?
My rules.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Yeah, that's the homie Sherrod White. 1 in a million, Yada the King Radio, we getting it in. I got the homie DJ T-Walk, man, and he's out in Alaska. He's not from Alaska, though. He's from somewhere where it's hot. He went to the cold to warm it up. You know what I'm saying? That's the homie DJ T-Walk, man. And talk to me, bro. How you doing today, man?
What's good, Yada the King, man? Glad to be on the show, man. Not much, man. Try to stay warm and up in Alaska, man. That's how I'm doing.
Yeah, so tell me about, I've never been to Alaska. Is this the time of the year where it's like dark 15 hours? I know, it got crazy weather, man. What's going on in Alaska before we get into your testimony?
All right, so let's see. Best describe Alaska. We are past the dark 24 hours month. You know what I'm saying? We getting
24
like,
hours. Shucks.
Yeah. We passed. That's December 21st, man. It's dark all day, all night. So you wake up in the dark, you go to bed at night. So what happens up here now is, I think the groundhog actually came out this year in Alaska because we getting a little spring weather. But you can expect the sun to go down about 4. You know what I'm saying? And be up maybe about 8, 9, you know what I'm saying, when we get the rolling throughout the day, but it's down to like 4, 5 o'clock, and then it's dark again until the next day. So it's not, everybody get the fallacy that Alaska in the wintertime is dark all 6 months, but it's not.
Okay. So you guys got eight hours of sunshine, man. Talk to me about how Jesus came into your life, man, and brought the sun in, bro. Talk to me about that. Real quick, man. We got okay. About 5 minutes on that.
Okay, so let's break it down, man. I was playing ball down in Seattle, you know what I'm saying, and actually playing semi-pro ball down there.
Uh-oh, Seattle. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm down in Seattle. Big shout-outs to the Puget Sound Jets. Sam Adams, who actually one of my managers. And then I had always knew about that plan because I guess what you're doing wrong in your life, you know, you always wonder why you ain't ever fully complete what you're doing wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, man, I was trying to do that and I couldn't get it done. Why can't I get that done? Why can't I get that done? So to make a long story short, man, when I came out of college, man, went to the combine and everything, tried out for some football teams, didn't make it. Never could figure out why I couldn't make it. Played ball in Seattle, had agent contact me about getting this and team, but couldn't figure out why I couldn't make it. Well, when I finally gave my life to Christ, which was in a year, about 10 years now, man, 2003, what happened was God showed me a picture. And the picture, he said, the reason I wouldn't let you make it is because you would have destroyed yourself trying to sin. You know what I'm saying? You would have totally wiped yourself out, you know what I'm saying, between alcohol and drugs or women. You would have totally killed yourself or lost everything you had, you know what I'm saying? So when I gave my life to Christ, I shared this with everybody. My first thought was, I want to know God in the same way I know football. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, I can hit a guy in football and know whether he dropped the ball or not. And I wanted to know God in that intimate way, whether I know whether I'm pleasing him, whether he's happy with what I'm doing, or whether he's not happy with what I'm doing, and how to get at him in a way that strengthens me in everything I do. So in everything I do, I can see God. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what, because I'm using the term God for now, but what I usually call God and what I've grown to call him is Papa, because that's my Papa right there. So whenever I'm talking about God, when y'all hear the rest of the interview, if I say Papa, then know I'm referring to God. So Papa really just blew my mind, and more importantly, he blew my heart and changed everything from my marriage to my relationship with my family to my relationship with my daughter to everything. And making that the focal point of family and God and ministry. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a testimony in short, you know what I'm saying? And how God really, how Papa really impacted my life, really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of continuing to grow in God. Man, what's some tricks, man? I ain't even going to call them tricks. What's some treats that you had to tell people about on how to continue to grow in their walk? Or what has God done in your walk that keeps you saying, man, I need more of him now?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. You got to be always hungry for what God has shown you. You know what I'm saying? Or what he has shown you. A lot of times, I think when people get their life to Christ, they think that, oh, I just got to go to church and I can't do nothing else. Well, there's a big world out there that needs to see God the same way we see him. You know what I'm saying? Do I like fellowshipping with other Christians? Yes. But do I like fellowshipping with those who don't know Christ so they can see Christ in me? Yes. So I think it's important that we always strive to show people God. That's rule number one. Rule number two is you got to spend time with Papa. You know what I'm saying? In the morning, outside of turning on Sports Center, you know what I'm saying? The first thing I turn on is my daily word, you know what I'm saying? And what I found is once you turn on the word, then it makes everything else easier for your day because you put Papa in his proper place. Mm-hmm. And if you put Papa in his proper place, everything is easy. So that's rule number two, put Papa in the right place. Second, and this is what's going to make you, I'm going to talk to the men specifically because I teach men generally. Separate your life from work and what you do and make it a priority to when you come home not to talk about the things that you do. You know what I mean? We as men find it easy to discuss what we do rather than who we are. You know what I mean? So when we come home, a lot of times your wife don't want to hear about what you do. She want to hear about, you know, how you love her, how you greet her, how you interact with her, how you talk to her, how you speak to her. You know what I mean? And that's what Papa pours into you every day. And the last and important thing is a quote that I got from a man. Don't get all you can and sit on the can. You know what I mean? So if you got a trash can, you put trash in it, and then you sit on it, the trash don't ever get empty. You know what I mean? So you have to find you two dudes or two ladies who are willing to, one, pour into you, and two, you willing to pour into them. Because a lot of times we get a lot of word, but we don't give a lot of word away. You know what I mean? And I think those are the four most important steps into keeping your walk sound and keeping your walk tight. If you can do those four, I think you'll be closer to Papa, not only in your spiritual walk, but you'll see the fruits of your labor in your relationships with people outside of who don't know Papa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's what's up. This is what we gonna do. We gotta make sure, man, we got our bills paid, our rent paid, check. We're gonna get into this song right here, man. Your boy, man, talk to me about this song called Check. His name is Black, right?
Yeah. My man Black. Let me give my man Black a shout out real quick. My man Black gave his life to Christ a year ago. Now here's what's important about Black, man. Black is I want to call him my little son. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's grown up. I want to call him my son in the gospel because when he first got saved, like I said, I got a heart for men. So when he first gave his life to Christ, I was there standing waiting to engulf him. And what I did was I made my life totally available for everything that he was doing. So if that means he got to call me at 1 o'clock in the morning, he got to call me at 1 o'clock in the morning, I got to take that call.
Yeah.
But I poured into him spiritually and mentally. Now there's some fine tuning until they got to get done. You know what I'm saying? He just got married. Recently just had a baby, but he's growing in the faith and he's learning more about Papa. You know what I'm saying? He's taking Papa to heart. And so what he does is he creates songs and he asks me, hey, how does song sound? How does song sound? So when y'all hear Check, man, here's what I want you to do, man. Pull out a pad and just, you know, my bills paid, check. My life good, check. My wife good, check. My God good, check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything I need is right here. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he's talking about in the song is, you know, are you, there's a bunch of stuff that you can have that's not checked off. You know what I'm saying? Did you seek God first? You know what I'm saying? Did you take care of the people that you're supposed to take care of? Is your family good? You know what I'm saying? And if you can't check the box, then maybe you need to go back and be like, yo, I'm going to check the box. And here's what's funny is, I guess you said I love funny stories. my daughter called me corny the other day. You know what I'm saying? Because she was out here joking around. She was like, "Hey, Dad, how have you asked your mama to go on a date with you?" I said, "I sent her a little love note." You know what I'm saying? I wrote her a little note. It's like, check yes. Check yes. A check no. You know what I'm saying? If you want a date, check yes or check no. Listen, man, Papa is telling us the same. He's sending us a love note in his word, everything. And he's just asking you to check yes. That's yes, all man. He's asking you. So, and your checks, man, when you listen to the song, man, just be like, yo, this is check. I'm sitting back and I'm checking off everything that is right in my life. And some stuff that don't have a check, that's the stuff that I'm going to fix up.
All right, so let's hop into this right now. Black, check, Yada the King. We'll be right back. Check.
Bills paid,
check.
My car work,
check.
My house saved,
check.
Everything I need here,
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 check.
My God's good,
check.
My heart beat,
check.
I got right,
check.
He got me,
check.
Everything I need here,
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 check.
Everything I, why would I leave here? Everything I need here, even when the world gone, I'ma still be here. I don't need a record deal, I just wanna live. I just want my kid to have to never miss a meal. I just wanna follow Christ to eternal life. Make the darkness in my body an eternal light. So I can be a testimony to my fam. And make my cousins wanna turn their life around. Teach them about the word, yeah, Jesus Christ. My whole hood dying, they in need of life. Show them there's more to life than just selling dope. If you're rich in God's grace, then you're never broke. Teach them by Joseph, betrayed by his brothers. Destined for greatness, but first he had to suffer. Never had money, so I told lies. But now I know I'm good, just as long as my kids good, my bills paid, my car works, my house saved, everything I need here. Everything I need here,
check.
Everything I need here,
check.
Everything I need here,
check.
My God's good,
man, get inside
my heart
that Bible, man.
Check.
I got somebody in there that relates to everybody,
got
man.
Everything I need here, everything I need here,
everything
I need here, everything I need here,
everything
I David, better yet Paul, especially to the gangsters, cause he was one of y'all. Yeah, he was the same the way that he used to bang. Till he met Christ, that's when his life changed. Forgiving of all his sin, started living again. Teaching about the Lord, the fishermen of men. Women, children, and babies, all in need of a savior. Cause Adam gave in his sin, which gave the world up to Satan. Why would I leave here? Everything I need here. Wanna know the truth, homie? You just gotta read here. I don't wanna slay no more. Then what? Go to jail, probably serve 25. Then what? Go to hell, free my homie Matt Poo. Praying for your Tahoe. Rest in peace, Big Sal. Free my cousin J-Bo. Rest in peace, Travis. I'ma make them listen. Could've made a million, but I'd rather make a difference. My kids good. My bills paid. My car works. My house saved. Everything I need here. Everything I need here. Everything I need here. Everything I need here. My God's good. My heart beat. I got Christ. He got me. Everything I need here. Everything I need here. Everything I need here. Everything I need here. Everything I.
You know, that's how life works, no matter. And I mean, it's not always gonna be. Circumstances won't always be the best, though. You know, sometimes it's gonna be like, you know, like, it's gonna be like, my kids good, my bills paid, my car work, my house safe, everything,
no,
I need, everything I need.
We all struggle.
Everything I need.
That's
the
memory.
If you're
not where you wanna be in life, you are on the way there, though. Everything happens eventually. Like Proverbs 30:8-9 says, give me neither poverty nor riches. But give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and still and dishonor my God. Oh, man. Tell me y'all can't relate to that, man. Come on, man. That's why I say everything I need. Yeah, man, I'm good, man.
Yay!
I'ma do it.
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 I'ma do it today.
I'ma do it.
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 I'ma do it today.
When I wake up in the morning, I've got all this on my mind. Stressing about everything that I did not get done in time. Well, let me be still for a minute. Make sure I am depending on your spirit.
Do it today. Get on my knees and pule. That means prayer up in Hawaii, but to some that may sound fule. Don't take that L like Cool J. Just wrap that up like Touche. Trust the Lord, step out on faith, and take advantage of this new day. Cause I can't count how many times that I sat in my room, sleeping my whole life away when I had so much more to do. So believe me when I say this, you and I can make this work. Let's trust the Lord and persevere and step out even when it hurts.
Cause I'm alive, don't mean that I'm living. I wanna do something with this life I've been given.
I'ma do it today.
Open my eyes, I don't wanna just survive. I know somewhere in the sky there is a living.
I'ma do it today.
I'ma do it.
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 I'ma do it today.
Yeah, I'ma get it. No more procrastination. Jesus Christ, my motivation. My name's
driving.
Watching TV at the crib. I done spent some days in same clothes from yesterday, but too much information. Yeah, I know procrastination. She be keeping me locked up, going back and forth in circles. What's the combination? Papa, I need you. Stuff pop up, then I don't seek you. I'm like Peter Parker shooting evil, more like Simon Peter. Can you wash my hands and feet too? Papa, I do my best to please you, cause I'ma do it today.
I hate to admit it, but I'm not always at my best. But if it's all that never comes. Now I'm under all this pressure when I could do better, so I'ma do better, yeah. But I can't do it without you, so either way, day one starts today.
Right now, I'm not gonna wake and put it off to tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, no way, there's no time to waste. I'ma do it today. Regret a new story, yeah, yeah. Give me your glory, my life is yours.
I'ma do it today.
Cause I'm alive, don't mean that I'm living. I wanna do something with this life I've been given.
I'ma do it today.
Open my eyes, I don't wanna just survive. I know somewhere in the sky there is a ribbon.
I'ma do it today,
yeah. I'ma do it.
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 All right, Level 316, the brand new track, I'ma Do It Today. Make sure you don't put it off, man. We got to make sure we're getting stuff done today. Your wife probably told you to do something. Make sure you do it today. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're getting it done, man. If God gave you a call, don't sit on it talking about, hey, man, I'm going to wait this tomorrow. That does not mean prepare yourself. Do prepare yourself. But make sure you're moving forward in what God has for you, man. I got the homie DJ T-Walk, man. And talk to me, bro. You talked about playing basketball. You talked about, well, you didn't really say it, but I know you're a minister as well. Talk to me about being a minister. And then how did you get involved with DJing, bro?
Okay, let's go back. So I'm actually minister, or you want to call me an elder. I'm an elder at my church, New Season Christian Center. Big ups.
Yep.
Let's go into that story real quick. When I first got saved, man, I knew God had a plan, but I didn't know what the plan was. So I had people surrounding me who saw the gift in me, but I didn't see the gift. And so, long story short, man, God put some people in my life, and He started a minister's class not 6 months after I gave my life to Papa. And so I went through that 2-year period of being cultivated, being poured into, being, you know, open to everything Papa had, and got my ministry license. And then when I moved to my new church, New Season Christian Center, I became an elder at that church. My first message was the easy button, how we need to push the easy button for Papa and not always try to make it hard. And then, so, you know, I was always a hip-hop head when I wasn't saved. I didn't play basketball, man. I played football.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It's all good. I was always a hip-hop head, man, from, you know, when I was younger. And I spinned when I was little, but, you know, it was kind of like tape deck spinning, you know what I'm saying? Some turntable, but mostly you know, make a mixtape for my wife now, or a tape for, you know, one of my homies to get him a little quick date or something like that. So I was putting that down. And then
he's still putting it down.
When I started playing ball, I kind of got away from doing it. So fast forward some 4 years later, we do this thing called Whiteout up in Alaska, where instead of celebrating Halloween, because we don't do the takeaway Halloween and we gonna substitute it with the Harvest Fest. We don't do that up here. Yeah. We be like, Halloween is Halloween. We doing All Saints Day the next night.
Yeah.
So we get in there, we do this thing called Whiteout, and what we do at Whiteout is we just celebrate purity and the love of God and just have fun. So my man hit me up. He was like, "Hey, why don't you make me a tape?" I was like, "Cool." So I ripped off like 5 CDs real quick for him, and dubbed them up. And so after the event, people was like, "Yo, let me get that CD. So I didn't have no more CDs to take to the wife. I was like, "Yo, where all the CDs go?" They was like, "Oh man, all the kids took them." And my co-pastor actually took one too. Big shout out to co-pastor Amanda. But she took one too. And she's like, "Yo, I like these." So I went to a spot. My man was like, "Oh, since you're getting so many people taking CDs, why don't you just go and put it on the website?" And I was like, "What website?" He's like, "Just throw it up on Podomatic." And I was like, "Yeah, whatever." So I put it up on Podomatic, and they want to have like 55 downloads. And I was like, "Oh man, okay, that's amazing." Yeah. So that birthed me spinning, you know, regularly, doing once a week, you know, a little hip hop show. And what's funny is I listened to the old show, and I had like segments like, "Yo, you tuning in to the Obat." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I really had a passion for mixing. And so I always found myself mixing, you know, CDs or mixing some music and just spinning it. And then so I just, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, man, I just really got back into spinning and got opening the door for me to do a radio show in general for people to hear gospel music and really break down a genre to Alaska of Christian hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's the door God really opened for the young people to eat, because they hadn't heard a lot of the artists who were even doing Christian hip hop. They hadn't even heard of these guys, and so they only heard of them from me, which was great. You know?
Yes, sir, man. So being a DJ, bro, a lot of people, you know, they look up and say, "Hey, man, I want to do a radio show." You know, give us some tips, man, on, you know, what does it take to be a host, a DJ, and a host? And talk about some of the different things that go on behind the scenes that cats may not know about.
Okay, so let's break this down. Being a DJ and a host, I think being a DJ and a host is two different things. You could be a DJ and then be a host, but I don't think you want to be a host and then be a DJ. You know what I mean? It's two different things. One is mixing music, and one is having the vocal to talk. And what a lot of people don't understand is, one, the time that's involved, and two, the heart and the passion that you have to have. I'm going to give you an example, man. My first show that I did took me maybe about 4 hours, because I wanted to make sure everything was correct.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure everything sounded right to me. And then with that becomes growth, and, you know, you're perfecting your craft. But spinning at a party is not doing a radio show. A radio show takes way more time and way more effort. You have talk, you have tracks you have to have, you have music you have to have, you have to have lineup, you have to have some place to post it, you have to have somebody tune in. It's more, I mean, spinning a party, I can walk in a party and show up and spin a record. You know, I'm set up and I'm off to going, but I'm not recording anything. So with recording, let's see. I'm going to break it down for y'all. With recording, you record, let's say you do an hour show. You know what I'm saying? You bust an hour show out.
Mm-hmm.
And within that hour show, man, you got, you know, talking, you got some word in there. You got, you know, a little bit of talking. You spend about 10 tracks. Well, you still got to have your copyright. And that means you got to list every artist you played on the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to go through, you listen to your track list, and, you know what I'm saying, you post that up with your show. Now, in the meantime, you want to get word of mouth out, so you go on Twitter, which I like. I'm going to be partial, because I like Twitter better than Facebook, because on Facebook, I got to have friends, and Twitter, I just got to have followers.
Yeah.
So, shoot out tweets, followers, and then artists, and then get word of mouth. Now, We still ain't got to no drops for the show. We still ain't, you know, created the intro for the show. We still ain't created no buzz for the show. All that you got to do before you even create your show. You get sound effects, you get music, you get all that lined up. And then once you post your show, which the posting of the show probably is probably the longest part of the show. But you're watching the dude spin in a circle. And it takes about 3 minutes to an hour, the same amount of time you've recorded the show, depending on how long the show is.
Yeah.
Once you got that up, you still ain't got no equipment to do what you're doing. Because here's my thing, man. I never wanted to do anything halfway for Papa. You know what I mean? I don't want to do a show with a mic that's whack and it sounds like I'm 10 miles off. I don't want to do a show with a program that doesn't edit properly. I don't want to do a show where people can't get to it easily. So all those things you have to take in mind. And I just line out what I got. I got a Yeti mic, which cost me $100 on a hot Amazon deal. Shout out to Amazon.
He said it heck of hard on a hot deal.
I'm gonna give Amazon a shout out. And here's why I'm gonna give them a shout out. They mismarked two of the things that I bought off them. And if I wasn't up at midnight, I probably wouldn't have got them.
Yeah.
But my Yeti mic usually runs $299. I got it for $99 on a hot Amazon deal. And then I got a Hercules DJ board, which regularly priced was $399. And I got that for $129 on an Amazon mismark. So God was, you know, really pushing me to do what I'm doing and to make it a way for me to do what I'm doing. Beyond that, man, you still got to have a platform to record. I record in Virtual DJ and allow me to record in there. That program is going to cost you anywhere from $199 to $299 to get that going.
Yeah.
So you already looked at about $600 to get your show up and running. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, from getting your show running, you still got to capture your audience. You still got to get music and you know, and have people send music. And then more importantly, man, I think here's what people don't understand. The most important part about doing radio is relationships. I don't think people understand that.
Right.
You know, we kingdom, and we not, even though we, you know, we all spending, I mean, Yada the King might spend a six and DJ P Walk in the mix might spend a six. But if somebody's tuning in Yada King, somebody needs to get that word from Yada King. You know what I'm saying? If somebody needs to get the word from DJ P Walk, we might even spend the same song. Somebody might hear my song differently than they hear your song. You know what I mean? And so it depends. The goal is to reach the world with the body, to reach the world with the ministry. It's not to separate. It's not to be like, yo, mine is better than yours. But we trying to reach a nation of people who don't know Christ. And one way to do it is either through Yada the King, either through DJ P Walk in the Mix, either through DJ Wado or anybody. So we're all doing the same thing, but we're all reaching people who need to be reached for Papa. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Let's get into this next track. Crane and A1 featuring Kent Jones. This song is called Lose It. Make sure when you driving, you know what I'm saying, you stay in the zone and know that you're driving. But this song, you want to turn it up, man. When I first heard this, I was like, oh my goodness. And you can hear it on one of my first mixes. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in there like DJ T-Walk. But man, check it out on the app. We got fun facts on the app, and then we also got traffic jams. You don't want to miss it. Let's get into this joint right here, right now.
Y'all about to get sick of me. Yeah, y'all done made it personal. Now I'ma go back and dig deep, deep, deep down in my arsenal. Arsenal is versatile. G-O-D is merciful. Tell me what you cursing for. Get lost in God's reality and yours won't be so virtual. This life jacket ain't reversible. Faith got me water walking, not submersible. If you need some help, there's some floaties in this music. Don't try to control it, lose it. Turn up. No, I ain't stupid, I ain't foolish. Yeah, I lose it. Grace and mercy, all inclusive, fireproof. I won't burn up. Cool and swervy like cursive. I'm working this worship. Say time, keep disturbing. I'ma have to wire it up. Close curtains, verses keep bursting out in the music. Since we can't control it, I guess we gotta lose it.
Lose it. Lose it.
Lose it.
I'm about to lose it. 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 I'm about to lose it. Lose it. Lose it. Lose it. Lose it. Lose it. Lose it.
Yeah. We're gonna have fun on this one, man. Ecclesia, let go. They say I'm gone. Come and get me. Going hard. Who going with me? Light it up. That's how I do this thing. Cause the Lord is coming back. Boomerang. They say I'm gone.
Was might. Swagger at the house, I don't need it much. Spirit keep me on my toes like it's double dutch. Tryna hustle up, that's what I'm rapping for. Let the truth kill the bull like a matador. The beat slapping like a cat fight, so you can get your act right. You blew it like a bagpipe, still getting daily bread. Though I put the bricks down, same itch. Came to light it up, put my switch down. Open word, examine what to fix. Like a mix, cause life is like a vapor. Guess we fix down. Figure what you looking at, her figure. I ain't looking at though, mommy is a baddie. Stun her shades off, now I see her like my daddy. Hold it down for Cali, hold it up for the kingdom. Man, I'm going in, if they Twitter, I'm gonna bring them, get it. Demons feeding sweet and lies, I ain't eating. Cause whips and chains ain't never been freedom. Jesus through your speakers, trying to bring them out them body bags. Shirts throwing rocks, throw they snoozing like insomniac. All up in your trip, just fishing, call it noodling. Members just whine and whipper, call it poodling. Searching for this power, googling my God to the whole universe, just doodling. I be all up in the sun like I'm super tan. Cause he survived death, now who the man? And who the man, the one attempt to oppose it? Every knee must bow, and I ain't talking about proposing. My sins is covered, and I ain't talking about your Trojan. Keep my eyes to the clouds, and I ain't looking for explosions. He's coming, won't spare time, descending. I think we did enough damage today, man. We gon' let the beat ride. Matter of fact, let's bring it back. Let go. They say I'm gone.
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. Hey. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Ripping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That's the homie CJ Emulous, man. And actually, I had a chance to meet up with the dude. He came to my church, man. He's from L.A. He's from Vallejo. You know, Castle in L.A. and, you know, Vallejo, those are two different spots. You can't just say you're from Cali these days. You got to say what part. And he was from Vallejo. We had him come to the church, man. Dude is a real cool dude, man. Loves God. I had a great time. And he sent me this song. And, you know, I had it for the longest, and then I was like, let me go check it out, because this is what happened when you're a DJ. You might have songs you sitting on for a minute, then you play it, and you be like, dog, this song go hard. So, speaking of somebody that's spinning some hard music, DJ T-Walk, he's with me, man. Hey, we're going to do a quick fun fact right now. I know basketball season, I know you watch basketball, you say you watch ESPN. Who's your playoff picks right now, real quick, man? Fun facts. Talk to me, right?
All right, so let's go. Old school basketball is different than new school basketball. Let's break that down real quick. Old school basketball was all about the squad. New school basketball is all about the individual. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't get that, hit me up, email, and I'll break it down for you in depth. TJPWalk@gmail.com. Hit me up, and I'll break it down for you. But, I'm a Heat fan, man. I'm riding for the Heat, man. I think they got a good thing going, man. And actually, tonight, they just broke off their 13th win. So, I'm liking the Heat. I'm liking everybody bugging on the Spurs. But I think Oklahoma City might come out. But, I think we might be looking at a rematch at the finals with LeBron getting the second ring. I see a little couple sleepers. I think Indiana going to try to beat them up. I think we know the Lakers ain't gonna get in. I'm hoping and praying
we don't agree on that one, man. Hey, I'll tell you this, if the Lakers make eighth spot, and it, you know, we just chopping it up. We're gonna talk about this later. We're gonna finish this debate later in Fun Facts. So if you wanna hear that debate, you need to go to Fun Facts. I'm gonna stop it right there, cause we might be going for a minute. And he's from California. So I'm like, Clippers is nice though.
I'm a Golden Stater.
Okay. That's what's up. Steph Curry went hard. But look, we're gonna talk about that later, man. Fun facts only on the Yacht of the King app. You definitely want to tune into that. We're gonna get on the topic of the day, man, which is all about staying strong, man. And I feel like it's been a lot of people that have been dealing with a whole bunch of different things in life right now. And I get tweets where some cats, man, they're like, man, I don't know if I should continue on. Or, man, I'm dealing with a lot. It's really hard. I'm trying to stay safe. Man, what would you say to somebody like that? That, you know, and I know as a minister, people might hit you up and say the same thing. What do you got to say? How would you encourage somebody that's feeling like, man, they're at the end of their rope, man, and they want to give up, basically, man?
Here's what I want to tell everybody, man. First of all, it's the old cliche, is try comes to make you strong. You know what I'm saying? I know that, you know, as an elder or as a minister, sometimes people don't want to hear that. Man, I'm in the middle of my car notes, ain't need to be paid, my job tripping, you know what I'm saying? My wife, you know what I'm saying? She ain't feeling me. Everything is going wrong. Well, I'm going to hit you with a quote my man told me. He said, you know what? If you obey what God is telling you to do, then at the end comes a blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what that means, staying strong for me, is that means I have to stay so in touch with Papa during that time, because 9 times out of 10, the reason you're in the middle of that is he's trying to show you where he wants you to go. Mm. For example, everybody say, here's, you know, the most common example is of people sending emails is, you know, my bills is due. You know what I mean? What God is trying to tell some people is you need to check your budget. You know what I'm saying? You've been at McDonald's too much and you're spending $10 for the value bill.
What? Right.
And that $10 you're spending every day on lunch to pay your car note. You know what I mean? So you need to check your budget. If your things ain't going right at the house, where are you spending your time at? You know what I'm saying? Are you spending your time with everything else and not spending the proper time with your family or your wife? You know what I mean? To cultivate that relationship.
Yeah.
All those things go into staying strong, because it's not just staying strong in a relationship with Christ. Because let's be real. We people, we want relationship with people. You know what I mean? And sometimes we feel like we ain't in the right. We right with Papa, so we like, man, what do I need to do? Well, you put people there sometimes to strengthen our relationship with him. You know what I mean? So somebody might give you a word, and what we do is be like, oh, man, he don't know what you're talking about. But when you do get that word, you're like, oh, man, what he was saying was right on time, but you received it after the fact. So when you're in the middle of something, man, my advice on staying strong, man, is look at what you got surrounding you and why those situations are surrounding you. Did you open a door that wasn't supposed to be open? Did you walk through a door that wasn't supposed to be open? Did you communicate with somebody who you wasn't supposed to communicate? Did you buy something that you wasn't supposed to buy and now you're in a financial bind? You know what I mean? You need to check everything in that walk and figure out, okay, where do I need to go now with it? How do I adjust? How do I make it go with Papa? You know what I'm saying? How do I get better in that situation? How do I walk through this ordeal and then come out realizing, oh, wow, I'm going to make this. It's going to be better at the end. And we don't always see the end because we want quick results.
Yeah.
And quick results only last for a moment. But endurance runs the race for life.
Right.
So endure through your trial, man, and stay strong in the midst of the trial, knowing that at the end of this trial, comes great blessing at the end of everything you do. And that's my advice for y'all today.
Let me ask you this, man. In the Bible, who would you point to that had to stay strong in the midst of adversity, in the midst of just tough times, just trying to make it with their relationship with God, man? And what were some of the keys that helped them overcome?
Well, since I teach team ministry in my church, and my wife has done a great study on Joseph.
Mm.
Now, when you look in the Bible and you look at Joseph's whole life, I mean, dude had plenty of chance to give up on God. I mean, the dude was accused of rape. He was,
right.
His brothers gave him away. You know what I'm saying? He went through so much, but he kept, you know, believing that God had something for him and that God had a way for him, and he ended up being a great man of God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what we do is, if we pick out
we pick out the figures that we want to see. Like, I mean, it's easy to pick out Job. It's easy to pick out David. It's easy to pick out, you know, somebody who we say is on the front page. You know what I mean?
Right.
Of the Bible, but I'm gonna use my theological voice right here. The great men of the Word of God.
Yeah. You crazy, dog.
But you know, when you look at it was in the Bible, I look at Joseph, I look at Paul, how he had persevered people, and how after you persevere people, sometimes it's hard for people to receive what you say, but but being blind and being able to see his eyes open, and him being able to see the truth, really revealed some things to me, is that when God takes the blinders off, you can see the whole picture. And when you see the whole picture, what do you do when you see the whole picture? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes we ride around with the horses with the, you know, like tunnel vision, and we should have the clear vision, the whole vision, the total package, you know, and not just half the package. And so those are the people, man, I'm really studying right now. I'm really studying Joseph. I'm really studying Paul and how their ministry affected people, how they got up. And Paul is really amazing to me because I have a heart after Paul in that I'm chasing people who don't know God or who just claim they know God but don't have a right relationship. Those are the people that really, really I'm pushed to and I'm drawn to. I mean, my first slogan was not that ordinary church dude, because I don't desire to be a church dude. I desire to be in kingdom. And being kingdom, once again, I'm going to tell y'all, hit me up, BJ T-Walk at Gmail. I'll break it all the way down for you.
Yeah, BJ T-Walk at Gmail. He ain't going nowhere. We're going to get all his contact information right after this, man. He's going in. If you feeling like you can't make it right now, I just want to encourage you, man. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand in the midst of evil. And then after you've done all you can, you know, Donnie McClurkin sings it well. You could just stand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I'm going to go into this tracks right here, man. Jordan Armstrong, Stronger, followed by Jahlil. Know that our God is not just a sometimes God, man. And don't treat God like he's a sometimes God. And don't be a sometimes believer, man. Let's get it in. Yada the King Radio. We'll be right back with DJ T-Walk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Couldn't recognize the path you chose for me. So unexplainable, the way you love me just knocks me off my feet, yeah. Now I know who I am, I can do what you say. All I need is strength. Now I can see that with you nothing's impossible. I'm going around in circles trying to live my life without ya, yeah. Yeah, cause the strength you give is enough to run this race 1,000 times. Oh, 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 oh. I know sometimes it's going to get stuck, when nowhere to run to, when it hurts and you wanna give up. But with Jesus, yeah, yeah, I can do anything long as I got you. You say all I need is truth. Now I can see
I can face with as a locomotive, and I'm fast as a speeding bullet. I'm oh, and I'm able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Yeah.
Like morning's gonna be late, but it'll get here when it gets here. Wouldn't you believe the birds don't feel like singing? Don't think the stars will be in, but they all called out sick today. Wouldn't that ruin what you're doing? 'Cause you have plans, yeah, things you gotta do, yeah.
Sometimes God, so if you're feeling like you can't make it, you can't be strong, sometimes you got to just reflect on who your God is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to talk on the topic of the day later. That's not what I'm going to do right now. We got it with the homie DJ T-Walk. He's still with us, still in Alaska. You know what I'm saying? He was repping Seattle real. Actually, he was telling me he didn't like Seattle. And And, you know, we ain't going to go too hard on that. You know what I'm saying? He just didn't like – he liked Seattle, but he didn't like the rain. Let me clarify that. He's not like, you know what I'm saying, the NBA commissioner who just didn't like Seattle and took our team. You know, now the Oklahoma Thunder who was killing. But we might get the Kings, and I'm still kind of – I don't know, man. Anyway, DJ T-Walk, bro. Somebody out there, they said, hey, bro, I love the dude's swag. I love the way that he's talking. I love – how serious he is about the kingdom. How can they get in contact with you, man? Where you at on the internet? You know, where are you? Where can they hear your show? Everything like that.
Everything is DJ T-Walk. Mm-hmm. Google, Twitter, everything. You can. Here's the best way to contact me, man. DJTWalk@gmail.com. If you really want to catch me, man, find me on Twitter, DJ T-Walk. And there's what's funny is, you know, you always tell people Google you, you know what I'm saying? And when the first Google came out, you was like Google me, and everybody be like, oh, you on Google?
Yeah.
So I sat down one day, and I was like, man, I wonder what's like on Google. So I put my name up, and the Google popped up, and I was like, oh, I'm on Google.
So Google works.
You know what I'm saying? Google, yeah. So. If you're looking for me, man, just Google DJ T-Walk, and you can get all things. That's DJ T-W-A-L-K, and you can get all things. And if you really interested in more, or you need anything from me, man, just hit me up, DJTWalk@gmail.com. That's DJTWalk@gmail.com. And you can get all things DJ T-Walk, from music, get on the mailing list, blast. And then I'm not going to let the cat out the bag yet, but I got some major, major things at work. For the new where DJ T-Walk is going to be at. If you get on the mailing list or you hit up DJ T-Walk, either way, you can find me. So hit me up. Website is T-Walk. Twitter is DJ T-Walk. Google Plus is DJ T-Walk. All things DJ T-Walk. No change, no shame in the game.
That's right. And keep it simple for y'all. DJ T-Walk all together. Check him out. See what my brother's doing, man. He was retweeting me. Like, I was like, man, who is this cat retweeting everything I put out? And I was like, man, let me just connect with him, man. And I checked out one of his shows. I was like, okay, he's a cool cat, man. So this is what we got to do, man. Kingdom people, we have to connect. Another cat I was just checking out was Quote Christ Radio. And, man, he had a throwback jam. And he had Wine His Face 2 on there. And I was like, oh, man, where did they go? You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Hey, yeah, keep them in prayer, though. That's all I'll say. And, hey, that's really what's up, man. So we got it in. What you got coming up next, man? Any secrets? Any, you know, don't tell them where, you know, that information that you told them that they had to sign up for the email list. But let them know what else you got going up, man. What's coming up for you, bro?
Okay, so I'm going to give you, without letting all the cat out the bag, I changed radio networks, man, and I'm just keeping simple, it's going to create a difference, but I'm on another radio network, and that's going to be out of D.C. And then here's my big thing. Here's what we got during the last. We have just launched Kingdom Nights, and what Kingdom Nights is a platform for people to come out in the city. Now, take in mind, I told y'all, you got to hit me up for my explanation of what church is, and I hit you up with what it is, but church is not in the four walls of the building. Now hit me up, I give you some more info on that. But we took it out and we did it actually at this place called Tri-City Bar and Grill up in Alaska, and we turned the joint out. And I'm gonna tell you, our prayer was that the people that come in after us wouldn't able to be at a drink. So we got a phone call the next day, and the dude was like, man, y'all lost me like mad money. We was like, why? He's like, the people don't even buy no drinks.
Yeah.
And we was like, hey, we just came in there to set the atmosphere. So take the ministry, man, out of the walls of the church and make sure you're putting the people in who need to be blessed with it. You know what I'm saying? So we do Kingdom Nights up in Alaska. We do it every other month right now, and we're looking to build that platform up for Alaska. I'm reaching mad people in Alaska. I love doing ministry. And I'm going to tell y'all what, DJ T-Walk is a man of multilingual due to Google Translate. I can punch in whatever language I want to, and I can talk to you. So I've had interviews with Christine Alicia, who is from Jamaica. I've had interviews from people in England. I'm looking at getting Dwayne Triumph on sooner or later.
Yeah.
I got the homie Ian Copeland Green. If you have not heard Ian Copeland Green, man, I'm telling you, dude is a
beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Copeland Green is the beast. But, man, it's just right now, man, I've got some things in the work that really God is paving the way and opening doors for me to get done and get done. Kind of connected. I'm connected with you. And it's been just, man, amazing how Papa really is blowing my mind at how he's transforming the kingdom of God to put people in their proper place with him and connect people with the proper people they're supposed to be connected with, not just connected. You know, we can network, but, you know, networking with the right people always makes it easier to connect. And when I connected with Yada the King, man, it was just amazing how easy it was to talk to dude and just get it in with him. And it wasn't never you know, pool or argument. It was just like, yo, Yada the King, what's up? I'm in Seattle, you in Alaska, let's get it in.
Yeah. That's what's so, up.
That's what it's about, man.
All
that's
right.
What it's about. So,
let me ask you this real
quick. Look out for DJ T-Walk.
DJ T-Walk, hit him up on Twitter. Man, hit us up too, man. Like, hey, I think Twitter's the, like you said, man, Twitter's the, is a thing that's going down for me, bro. That's where I connect with almost all the people I connect with. Interviews and everything like that, man. We got some interviews that you guys don't want to miss at yadatheking.com. Man, who you want to shout out, bro? We about to get out of here, but who do you want to shout out, man?
Well, let's see. Let me shout out Bold Radio Network. I'm a big shout out to my man Black. Big shout out to my man John Jones, who's my, you know, you call people your handler, but this dude is really my, you know, my handler in that if I got a DJ in event, man, he going to go in and set it up where all I got to do is come in and spin the ones and twos. That's my dude, sound dude. Big shout out to New Season Christian Center, man. I love y'all, my church family, man. I love y'all to death, man. Appreciate all y'all doing, all y'all support. Pastor Tommy Leonard, co-pastor Tony Leonard. I'm gonna call them. Here's my titles for them. I call them Apostle Leonard and the co-bishop of the house.
Co-bishop.
That's my titles for them. that's my titles for them. And then my wife, man, love you dearly. My daughter, who just actually turned 18 yesterday. They are out watching Dream Girl, so I love my family. And then those networks, man, yes, our Yada the King, who, like I said in my interview with Yada the King, we are brother networks, and we doing it big with each other, so brothers, so we keep it 100 right there.
Yes, sir.
Just to keep it basic, man. Love all y'all, man. Love all y'all Christians, man. And I'll just keep doing what y'all doing for God. I believe this year we're embarking on the journey, and the journey is to make Christ's name more famous than it already is, and doing what we're doing, man. There's no way that people will not see the glory of God on this earth. We're not talking about in heaven. We're talking about on this earth. People will see the glory of God manifest in healings, manifest in deliverance, manifest in freedom. And I think, I truly believe, man, we're on a journey and we're starting to see those things where people cannot rely on man, but they have to rely on God for everything in their life. And that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at nowadays. I don't think anything else, man. So big shout out to all the people of Christ. And I want to encourage y'all to keep doing what you're doing. God ain't moved, man. You just got to move with it.
That's right. That's right, man. Let's do this. We had a good time with DJ T-Walk. If you want to hear more from him, he's on the Yada the King app. Fun facts. Let's get into this joint. Pioneer, Bring Me Joy on the Yada the King triple play mix, followed by Loose Lee's Soul Vocab featuring Apple Jacks. And then the last joint, we finish it off with Cash Hollister, Gorilla featuring Sean C. Johnson. We'll be back after that on your topic of the day, life.
I'm a small one. Help me to lighten you like song one. You brought me through the pain, the storm, the test stand. The rest of the stress produce a blessed man. One who never walks or stands in a sinner's path, but who can recognize gold when it's in his hands. While these cats try to prove they hard, I'ma help them see your word for the Jews they are. So I got a new song, I hope the world listen. When I'm in your word, I got the pearl vision. I can see clearly, you're always near me. I persevere, so lend me your ear.
gives light that can take you through a dark time. At midnight, you can make it to the sunrise. I'm on my knees, Lord. You gave me joy, so I took a detour, cause I need more. I'm so in love with your awesome powers and your wonders. I was unstable, and you I relax. I was lost, but find a home in you like Remax. And now I react whenever I get your feedback. You always listen in on my problems like a phone tap. If I only knew, I'd have been called your name. Your love and joy was strong enough to pull me out of the game. And now, it's your love that got me holding on. And now, it's your joy that got me so strong. This world is so false, Jesus, he's so true. So like I told my wife, Lord, I'm telling you, I do give you every part of me. And everything I do now, I do it for the King. And I see, you cover me like a canopy. Your joy and L-O-V-E got me feeling so free. Lord,
I can live without you.
Whose words do you deem true? Since I got new life that cannot end, I don't wanna report if it's not his. Jesus is the only one I lean on. He knows he's my savior and my hero. Heroes and I, always within the master's reach. I let him mold me, I'm the masterpiece.
Lord, I can't live without him.
Church boy, yeah. Filthy, loose leaves. Church boy, so far. Filthy,
text. If it is messed up, world gon' be the death of me. Tryna give a fight, but my strength is nothing left for me. Feeling like a refugee with no mental telepathy. Tryna start a legacy, but ain't gon' be much left to see. But stress and grief gotta get rid of whatever's inside of me. I don't want my child to see the possible demise of me. Speaking fear, something's wrong. Strong is what I gotta be. For my kid, wife alone, holding down the family.
Yo!
Dreams on hold, sacrificing for that goal. No, how to be a real man. I was never shown, so I'ma go with what I know. And sad to say, I do not know much. No more excuse for why I don't. Time that I should grow up. New family, remember they was hating on us. Never thought that we would last, but we are moving forward. No falling short, the door shut. Devil, I want ya. Didn't listen, so I torture. It's over for ya.
Blue sleeves and mind tricks. The world needs a mind fix. Time switching eyelids as high as the sky gets. The sky drips a rain that's violent, lighting. Flames set over the horizon, smiling. Hoping I fail, but I'm climbing the highest mountain. Reach the top and start shouting. Doubting will only get you nowhere, and no fear will have you in the clouds. Getting more air, and more air, and more air, yeah.
I'm in the air on the rock, standing on the ledge. Grabbed by the word, and I'm living on the razor's edge. Sharper than a two-edged sword of the spirit, and Peter Parker skills while I'm flying with the Peter Pan. Bowser try to throw the fire stones, but I got the Fiji. Living water in a cup, green as Luigi. I'm always on the go, James 1:22. Living out the word, so you seeing this is what we do. And they try to change my style, but I don't conform. Organic flow, so I show you how I'm Jason Bourne. Yeah, I trust Christ all day, cause they lie to try to play us. Wonder why the flow's contagious.
cause we hold it down and we living in it. And we live for Christ cause we trusting in him. It's the vine, the branch, fruit to bear. It's the fly leaf floating in the air.
Blue sleeves and mind tricks, the world needs a mind fix. Time's switching eyelids as high as the sky gets. The sky drips a rain that's violent, lighting. Flames set over the horizon, smiling. Hoping I fail, but I'm climbing the highest mountain. Reach the top and start shouting. Doubting will only get you nowhere and no fear. We'll have you in the clouds, getting more air and more air and more air. Yeah, and more air and more air and more air. And more air and more air and more air. Air and more air and more air and more air. More and more air and more air. We'll have you screaming air and more air and more air and more air. And more air and more air and more air and more air. And more air and more air and more air. We'll have you screaming
air. I'm about to go Rilla.
Yeah. It's kind of beastie. IG. IG. Yeah. IG. Let me talk to him real quick. Okay. I'm from the K. That's in the middle of the map, fella. Certified bread state. Vicious with them slaps, fella. Jokers pop the same noise. I'm on something different. They trying to work a hustle, but I treat this like a mission. Burning booze swiftly. You got 16s, well, good for you. Got 32s with me. You got a circle, whoop-de-doo. I got a crew with me. A unit full of gorillas. It's the new 50. It's not a thing you can do with me. But fall back while I'm counting my load of blessings. Don't need insurance women to tell me the flow's progressive. I know it's so depressing cause you'd love it if I lose it. But I know when all these dubs piling up, it's kinda bruising to your precious little ego. I ain't playing around, the opposite of the ground. That is mine like a seagull.
Hold up, wait.
The sky's what I mean though. Invisible for now, but in the minute you gon' see that.
King Kong had a microphone, bouncing to a metronome. Private sound, something like this, like this. We've been grinding for the years, we're respecting months of peers. But we still can't get no love around here. What we do? Gorilla, 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 gorilla. Gorilla, 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 gorilla,
A gorilla, that gorilla, then the witness. The sneer is saying, get it, I can feel it in my chest. The kick telling me sick, I'm turn these doubters into victims. Actions speak louder than rumors, I just laugh at all that mess. First they love you, then they hate you, me no worry, me no envy. I got G-O-D beside me, so I'm in my Z-O-N-E. Gotta let these busters know that every time we bust the flow, it's guaranteed to knock them on the Maximus like Russell Crowe. Yo, the iron's hot and I'm feeling crispy, guess it's time to pop snap. Crackle, spitting truth to these congregations. Now they yelling church tabernacle. Amen. Pay no mind to what they saying. This ain't nothing, no debating. Brought heat from the underground. Time to give the mainstream the thunder sound. Oh, okay, see, I ball and then repeat it. Shorties label me official cause I call it like I see it. The DJ can't hear replay, but the rule is still the same. That boy Holla still a Christian, but he known to let it bang.
If King Kong had a microphone, bouncing to a metronome. Private sound, something like this. Like this, we've been grinding for the years. We're respecting months of peers, but we still can't get no love around here. What we do? Gorilla, 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 gorilla. If King Kong had a microphone, bouncing to a metronome, probably sound something like this, like this. We've been grinding for the years, we're respecting months of peers, but we still can't get no love around here. What we do? Gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Yada the King Radio, you tuned in, man, and we appreciate you for being with us tonight, getting it in with us. It could be morning, I don't know, man. You know how it is with the podcast thing. You might be on your way to work. You might even have the Yada the King app, you know what I'm saying, riding with you. But check it out, man. We want to appreciate you guys. And, man, that's really what it is, man. All love. Check it out, man. We are on the topic of the day. Topic of the day is all about staying strong. And I'm just going to say this. There's going to be times in your life as a believer where you're going to be tried. Your faith is going to be tested. Your mentality is going to be tested. You're going to feel like you're going through it. You're going to feel like things are not fair. You're going to feel like God is not with you. But like I said with DJ T-Walk, you always have to remember who your God is. When you can remember who your God is, it doesn't matter what you're going through, because you know that your God is an overcomer. I look at a story in the Bible that when we think about strength, we see that with Joshua. Right before he gets into command, or right after he becomes the commander of Israel, the first thing God tells him, and he tells him multiple times, even in this chapter, Joshua, I believe it's chapter 1, be strong, be courageous, be strong. He had to instill that into him, because there was going to be things that Joshua was going to have to face. And without, the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God, but in order for you to have faith, you have to be strong in the Lord. And, you know, we see that even in Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against evil when the evil day comes. What it's that saying is, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. The Bible even says, believers, you are going to be, and this is not popular, this is not something that's taught a lot, but you are going to be judged. You're going to even be put through the fire. Now, it ain't going to be the same kind of hellfire, but I'm saying you're going to be put through the fire to see if your works really were godly works. There is a such thing as godly works. That does not mean these things will get me into heaven, but what it does mean is, by following God, loving God, there's a way that I live my life. There's an outcome that I live, and I do everything to please God. So what that's saying is, you need to stay strong. Sometimes you're not even going to have to be strong for yourself. You might have to be strong for a loved one. You might know somebody that lost their lost a family member, lost a friend, lost somebody close to them. The Bible says we're supposed to comfort them. We have to be strong for them. We're going through a whole bunch of stuff right now in the United States. We're seeing a lot of crazy things go on. But believers, we have to be strong. We know that that this is the last days. We know that the devil is going to do any and everything that he can in his power to basically get us to a point where we don't even want to believe in God, or we can't see God happening in our own lives. But know this, our God is a God of strength. Our God is mighty. Our God is powerful. There is no God that is stronger than him. And when you got that rooted in you, you will be able to go and stay strong in the midst of the adversity, in the midst of things that happen. And life is going to happen to all of us, man. We just got to be prepared. So stay strong. Another key to stay strong is to stay in your word, man. Read some scriptures of some people that stay strong, and I guarantee it's going to help you in your battles as you go through, man. This is the Warrior Don Christian. You're tuned in to Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. I'm out. Life
I always gotta, and bless God. Gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta
keep my praise. Yada
the King Radio. I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as
we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada.King Radio.
I always gotta keep my friends. Yada.King Radio.